Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hello, Cecil and Tom. I really enjoyed your show about your two shows, 12A and 12B, on criminal justice and the United States. Very, very interesting. One thing I thought you guys might be interested in knowing is that recently when I was listening to another podcast, Pod Save the People, DeRay McKesson was talking about prisons, and they do talk about prison and justice reform on that podcast quite a lot. And one thing that he said that surprised me was that only 8% of prisons in our country are privatized. So that's actually a pretty small amount. However, a lot of the services within prisons are privatized. So you might be in a non-privatized prison, but the services you get are privatized. And one of the major services that's privatized is healthcare services. And I don't remember the name of the healthcare company that serves most of our prisons, but they're really, really awful. They let one person go for, a diabetic person go for 2 days without insulin. People have died in their care. It's just really awful. Anyway, thanks for the great job, guys. It was interesting to hear your takes. And glory hole, motherfucker.
Hey, Tom and Cecil, this is the Chris. On this week's episode, I heard Tom ask, why do these poor people act against their own interests? Why do they support policies that fuck themselves over at the benefit of only the mega rich? And I think it's because the poor in this country have bought into this notion that the ruling class has told them that everyone is going to be rich if they just work hard enough. There's this quote attributed to John Steinbeck, who's the author of The Grapes of Wrath, that goes something like, America's poor see themselves not as exploited, but as temporarily embarrassed millionaires. I love that quote. And I see that in my conservative friends and family. I think all of them believe the lies that shittles like Trump push at them, that their ship is coming in any minute. But actually, Omnicorp owns the ship, and the poor are going to be the ones rowing it. Glory hole, motherfuckers.
Advise that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from the new and improved Glory Hole Studios in Chicago.
How's it new and improved? Is there just a big black cock that comes through?
This is under new management, my friend. This is like...
Oh, we have the air mattress that you could kneel on.
No more scraped knees for you.
No more broken glass and spilled beer.
It's still that, yeah, but it's right, softer.
But now there's a carpet remnant that
First
you can
of all,
sit
on. The broken glass comes from much higher end liquor. Thank you. I don't, you know, no
and
more getting will. Fucking St. Pauli girl.
And we're
going to
make it rain with dimes this time, not just pennies.
This is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news. Makes it big or makes us mad. It's skeptical. It's political. And there is no welcome mat. This is episode 457.
57,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
57.
Of Cognitive Dissonance.
Because we messed up because we're going to skip an extra week.
We were.
And we wound up, because of the super cold snap, we weren't able to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's like shit is serious when it's like, is it storming? No, it's just so cold. Yeah. We just stopped.
Everybody stopped doing shit.
Now. Like, we just stopped the now. Like,
it's never, you know, it's never that cold around here. It's It's cold, like that in Minnesota and places, but it's never that cold around here. Yeah.
This is polar bear
temperature.
It was
super fucking cold.
It was insane.
It was unpleasant. You said you couldn't even get your car started.
No, but neither one of my cars. We eventually got one of the two started after much coaxing and
what'd you have to do? Coddling. Did you replace all the batteries eventually? Or?
I replaced my battery. Haley's battery we didn't replace because we got her car started because it has the key. Mine is the button. So the key, you can kind of fuck around, give it a little gas. You know, you can
I see.
So like we got that started eventually. And I went and replaced mine. Cause with the button, it's like, it's a fucking zero sum start, right? You're just like, yes or no. Yes or no. It's fucking binary as fuck.
It doesn't do the go. I didn't realize that. It never occurred to me.
It does it for like a preset amount of time.
It never occurred to me.
I think it's bad for the starter to grind at it, you know? But like if your car won't start and you got to go to work.
Something's like, got to grind.
I don't care about my fucking starter.
I got to do the grind. You got to do the grind.
Yeah. I Ubered.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. I mean, I got to go to work. So like Uber it is. Like one day was
both
Uber.
Days you went to work?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't close. Like that's it.
We were closed off.
Yeah. Like sensible people were closed.
There was even like my wife worked from home those days. Their boss closed the office down for 2 days.
And I work from home a lot.
Yeah.
And I would have worked from home, but I just had shit scheduled. I couldn't move and the other people weren't moving it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, and one of them was my boss and he like kind of came in. He's like making fun of the people like, oh, they're not coming to work because it's a little chilly out. And I'm like, fucking, you can't blow bubbles outside. They freeze and fall to the ground like bowling balls.
Go for a run in this.
Yeah, right. Like, the National Weather Service is like, don't breathe or talk outside.
It's
bad for your body
inside.
I love
don't talk outside.
So
it's like, what is this fucking Bird Box or whatever? The fucking Quiet Place? Suddenly you can't talk outside?
It was like the Sistine Chapel. Like, no, shut up. Fuck. God damn. But we're back.
We are back.
We're back. You guys didn't notice, but we rearranged some of our
equipment.
Yeah. And the studio looks incredible. I got to say, like, here's why I want to mention this to the audience. Like, because of the patrons that we have this studio.
Right. Right.
And we have this amazing employee in Ian, and we have you to do a tremendous amount of work and me to gush about it.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have all of those things without the patrons. And I look around like, we're joking, like we call it the clubhouse. Like the fucking clubhouse looks money in the bank, man. It looks so cool.
We're going to be doing, if you want to see the clubhouse next Thursday night.
Yep.
So it would be this Thursday night. It wouldn't be next Thursday night. So when you're getting, this should be showing up on your feed Monday. For patrons, it'll be sooner than that, probably Saturday. This upcoming Thursday night, we're thinking sometime around 10-ish. We're going to be going on, watch our social media feed. We're going to do a story and we're going to chit chat and we're going to do a live stream. And then the following Sunday, we're going to do a full show live stream. Yep. So we're going to do several stories, hang out with people, chit chat, and you'll get a chance to see the studio. So if you miss it on Thursday, you can see it on Sunday.
And it's going to look, I mean, it looks great. The amount of work you guys put into this. I mean, I wasn't there for
Right. No.
But I have heard.
You have heard it is
a
substantial.
Lot. Yeah.
Yeah. We made Ian work all the way through.
Yeah.
I didn't stop.
Good.
I made him drive out here.
I want him to return back to Connecticut looking like he escaped from the Amistad. Like,
he did. He did. He did.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Glory, motherfucker.
So the first story we're gonna cover comes from the New York Times. I'm actually gonna read it because it's so incredible.
It's so amazing.
It's so incredible.
Yeah.
We're gonna make this into a talkie. You can interrupt me. Yeah. I'll interrupt me.
Sure. Like, yeah.
But here we go. Apple and Google pressured to dump Saudi app where men track women relatives.
Oh, well, that sounds innocuous. That sounds very caring.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that sound caring?
You know, like I read that headline and I thought like, that's kind of crazy. But, and then I was immediately like, well, I mean, like I can track my kids on their phones. Like we can, but this is so much worse than you. That's bad to track a grown person.
Yeah.
Because you don't trust them. That's a bad thing. Or because you want to control and own them. But this is so much worse than you think.
It gets worse.
A Saudi mobile application that lets men track and restrict the movements of women in the kingdom has come under increased scrutiny this week, with an American senator and rights groups urging Apple and Google to remove it from their platforms.
I love that Apple and Google were like complicit in this. Like they won't they won't put like porn in an app or something right. like that because it can't pass a, but somehow this.
What?
Yeah. Somehow this is too much.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good point.
Right.
Because like you would think that the only urging would be like, that exists. They'd be like, fucking not. It does. No. Where's my big delete
like
button?
When they type up the thing that says this is what this app does,
yep.
and someone's not immediately like, oh, no, you didn't.
Look, I get that, especially for the Android,
sure.
You know,
yeah, there's nothing you can
ecosystem,
do.
Like, yeah. that shit do. Just goes out yeah. there.
Nothing and,
like,
you can do.
But
Apple's
do.
A closed system.
Right. So people had to green light this,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't pulled it back yet.
And it's also, it sounds as if it's on the Google Store. Because yeah. if Apple and Google have to remove it from their platforms, part of me wonders if it isn't on the Google Store.
I'm sure it's on the Google Play Store. That's what I mean.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's just, but again, like I can kind of understand it going through some system where no person vets.
Sure.
It, right?
right. Yeah. Like just like, you know, like when stuff gets flagged on YouTube right. for no reason.
But now that we know. You can't unknow this. Like, accusing the technology giants of facilitating gender discrimination. Yeah, you fucking think?
Yeah, well.
Saudi guardianship laws give women a legal status similar to that of minor in many areas of their lives. Every Saudi woman, regardless of age, has a male guardian, usually her father or husband, but sometimes her brother or son.
Who Could must- you imagine if your guardian was your son? Your son is... That only happens... If you can't remember the day, right? That's when that happened.
Yeah, right.
Right? When you're just like, I don't know, I still shit my pants.
Yeah,
just
right.
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm thinking of my sons, like when any of the three of them have to take care of me,
yeah.
like I am
I just want to
so
die.
Shit out of luck.
I just want to die. Then.
Like I'm so shit yeah. out. You can't be yeah. more shit out of
you
luck.
You want to be that guy in Saving Private Ryan that gets too much morphine?
I wanna
you
be want to be the guy in Saving Private Ryan that gets shot as soon as the fucking thing goes down. It's a quick, easy death.
I want to be the guy in Saving Private Ryan who's begging for his life while a knife is going into his chest. I don't even care. I just don't want to be taken care of by those people because that's how they take
you
care
know what,
of
audience?
Me.
How do you want to die Saving Private Ryan style?
That's right. There's so many deaths in that movie. You have to pick one.
You could be that guy who like blows up with his own sticky yeah. bomb in the tank. There's so many good choices.
I want to be Tom Hanks just turning, firing a pistol at a tank. Futile.
I got it.
Futile. That's
I got this one.
That's how I feel during the Trump administration, actually.
Yeah, okay. The last 2 years has just been an extended cutscene.
Plunk.
So brother or son who must give his permission for her to get a passport.
Oh.
Have certain medical procedures or get married.
What?
Your country is a nightmare.
You can't get Botox unless your son gives you permission.
The app in question, called Absure, was launched in 2015 by the Saudi government. So lest you think that this does yeah, not right. come from yeah. any place sure. other than from the fucking absolute top. Like right, for any right. of those Yeah. apologists.
Sure.
This is from the Saudi government,
yeah.
right? It allows men to manage the women under their guardianship, unbelievable, by giving or revoking their right to travel through airports.
Huh.
This is an app that does this. Tracking them by their national identity cards or passports. The men can turn on notifications that alert them with a text message anytime a woman under their guardianship passes through an airport. Because when you live in a society that has to track to make sure people don't escape your society, when you have, when you build something
That's
called, I hope people don't escape.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, I have been reading up on like places to retire, right? Right. And like, there's part of me, it's like, I don't know, man, maybe I'll leave the country. Maybe I'll go to Costa Rica or something. And I'm looking at these different places to retire. But that is not, when I leave, I have not escaped, right?
Like, sure.
Because yeah. I am not held against my will as a fucking citizen captive.
Right, right.
Unbelievable. Absure, which roughly translates as, yes, sir.
Ugh. I think that they missed the boat on the name of this app, though. They should have called it Finder.
Apple would love it. Can be downloaded from both the Google Play Store and Apple's App Store, which critics say makes the tech companies complicit in the repression of women. And that's only true technically and perfectly.
Right.
There's literally no way that that's not true.
Well, yeah. Okay. So there we go. We know for sure that it's in those places, which is horrible.
The effort to pull Absure from the platforms got a boost this week when Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, demanded as much in a letter to the two companies, quote, "It is hardly news that the Saudi monarchy seeks to restrict and repress Saudi women, but American companies should not enable or facilitate the Saudi government's patriarchy," Mr. Wyden wrote in a letter, which makes perfect fucking sense. Addressing Tim Cook and Sundar Pichai, which I probably mispronounced, the chief executive officers of Apple and Google, Mr. Wyden said...
I think it's Pikachu, actually. Oh, yeah.
All right, and Sunny Pikachu.
You got to catch them all.
Mr. Wyden said the companies were making it easier for Saudi men to control their family members from the convenience of their smartphones and restrict their movement.
The convenience of your smartphone.
Has this ever happened to you? You're like, oh my God, get back. Oh, I'm sitting.
You ever mindlessly like,
beep, bop, boop.
You ever mindlessly like you're sitting on the couch and you pick your phone up and just kind of go through it and like scroll through it? I know there's a lot of people who do that. Maybe you don't, because I know that you like the phone is anathema to you, but it's not to most people. So like they pick up their phone and they like start scrolling. They're like, gosh, where's my wife at now? Oh, better electric shocker.
I was thinking the same thing. I wonder if she's wearing her fucking ankle bracelet taser. What is this, the Running Man?
Yes, it's like Logan's Run or something.
He requested they prevent their companies from, quote, being used by the Saudi government to enable the abhorrent surveillance and control of women. That's literally what is happening. Like, that's not an exaggeration. The only editorializing in there is the word abhorrent, right?
Right.
Everything else
is just a literal.
It's just the truth.
It's just what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Representatives.
Leave it to the New York Times to embellish, though.
Representatives of Apple and the Saudi government did not immediately respond to requests for comment. A Google spokesman confirmed the company is assessing the app to determine if it's in accordance with its policies. I figured like you could just look at it and be like, it does what? And then break the phone.
And then just uninstall the network. Be like, no, we're not doing this anymore.
No.
This is no longer a public good.
Sell all your shares. Just sell all your shares and go home.
This is interesting, though, Tom, because what they are doing is turning it into a public commodity, right? Like the government is involved in it. This is what we were talking about before with the social media episode. We need to get the government involved in social media. Maybe this isn't exactly what we meant, but this is what we were talking about.
Had a different vision of that. I mean, like, maybe start by not having the worst government ever.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah.
This story is from Politico.com. GOP livid with Trump over ignored Khashoggi report. This struck me when I read this.
Yeah.
So basically Congress was like, all right, you know, like you got to have an answer. Like you got to confirm. We have a demand, a congressional demand to confirm. And the White House is like, you know what I'm not going to do? You're a great story. That.
Yeah.
I just not going to, the executive branch is just not going to enforce this law.
They're not going to talk. They were asked to provide a report on what happened with Khashoggi.
To confirm whether the Saudi government, in fact, had dealing in the death of the journalist Khashoggi. And like, that answer, by the way, is 100% yes. There's literally no way that's not the case, right? Like it's a 15 guys enter, 14 guys leave scenario, right? Like, who brings a bone saw to a knife fight? It's like a whole thing. That's crazy.
What's crazy is he's just like Trump has said, and this came back. It said on Friday, the Trump administration said it reserved the right to decline lawmakers' demand under this act, the presidential report to Congress, with determination of who is responsible for the murder inside the consulate. So the Trump administration reserves the right to decline. And I think they're delaying it right now so that they can try to figure out how the Mexicans are to blame. Like
they're doing El Chapo's guilty, right? So maybe it was him.
Maybe we can get the Saudi Arabians to pay for the wall. Who knows?
Well, I'm sure as hell not.
It also says the Saudi government said that the murder was the result of a rogue operation that was executed without the knowledge of the kingdom's higher ups.
The fuck it was.
In your embassy.
In your embassy.
You're just like, What? I don't, I, what? What? They're just like whistling and looking the other way. Well,
like, in, like, who has rogue assassination operations in? That's not a thing.
Right, right.
That's not a thing. Like, there is no such thing as a rogue assassination operation where people are like, just on our own.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to fly like a dozen guys.
Like 19 people. From, right. That's, which is never
Saudi
good.
Saudi Arabia.
It's never good.
Anytime you never get over a dozen good. Saudi Arabians on an airplane, like that's just, it's not, we don't have a good history with that. What country
or
do you think
multiple
will invade?
Airplanes.
I just, I'm curious.
They're so, on any airplane.
Pop quiz.
All right.
19 Saudi Arabians get into an airplane. What country do we invade next? Because you know what? It's not Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, right.
Like, it'd
right.
be like, I, right. literally doesn't matter how many yeah. of them did it.
Yeah.
Probably shakes dice, throws Yahtzee. What the fuck?
Huh, came up two bone saws and a scalpel. That's and weird.
Afghanistan yeah. again. Man, whatever.
Like, and the thing is like, this is just a formality, mm-hmm. right? Because every like our intelligence agency said this. Was mm-hmm. the case.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Turkey has released tapes to people and shown people that this is the case.
You like people have listened to yeah. it happen. Right. There's audio There's of the audio murder. Of it.
So this is just a formality.
Yeah. But it's an important formality, right? Because like then you can say, do you not believe your own intelligence agencies?
Right.
And then you can hold them to fire to that.
Yeah.
Or you can say, so you do believe that, and yet you're still backing like Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen, you're still like have these close ties with Saudi Arabia's, you know, oil magnates, et cetera. So like, but just refusing to answer the question, like it's like, I feel like I do this thing with Trump all the time where I read a story and I look behind my shoulder. Like am I on the Truman Show?
Yeah, am I being punked right now? Yeah.
There's no way yeah. this is real
right,
anymore.
Right.
You can't just be like, well, okay, when you said it, what I did is I said, not it.
Yeah.
Very quickly after you pass that law.
This is one of those things, though, that's going to go right out of the American consciousness.
Yeah, we
as,
won't even
fast, as fast as it comes in, it's going to just leap right out again.
Yeah. No, we won't. Like, Benghazi was a scandal.
Right.
Right?
For a long time.
Let's think
yeah.
about that for a minute. Like, Benghazi was this massive fucking scandal. And even though, like, every investigation came back and was like, all right, you know, was yeah. it handled perfectly? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But like, we can't even remember what all our scandals are anymore.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, I don't remember them all.
No, you wouldn't. And it's funny if you, it, like there was that one day I started reading them off and you were like, holy shit, I forgot that happened.
Yeah.
I forgot that happened. Like 2 weeks after it happened, you forgot the guy mailed bombs to people.
I forgot. Like, I'll forget about this.
You'll forget about
before
this
before this goes to air.
You'll forget about this.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks later, you're like, oh yeah, that's right. That guy did die there. And we also said we didn't trust our intelligence agencies.
Yeah. Well, we keep saying we don't.
Yeah.
Trump keeps saying like, they got to go back to school. The intelligence agencies need to go back to school. And then like, something and an hour later he's like, nah, that was all fake news. The yeah. thing I was directly quoted as tweeting. And you're like, what is going yeah, on man. Right
it's
now?
It's fucking bizarro world.
Abortions for all. Very well. No abortions for anyone. Abortions for some, miniature American flags for others. Yeah!
God, this is terrific. This is so great. I love this. This is from Right Wing Watch. Religious right pundits. Chief Justice John Roberts, a disgrace and a hack for vote to stay anti-abortion law. This is specifically referring to Brian Fisher. Now he's the American Family Association mouthpiece. He calls Chief Justice John Roberts an Obama judge, even though he was appointed By Bush. And then right. when he's called out on, he's like, well, he's now become Obama-like. That's like how he backpedaled away from it. He's right. like,
he didn't know.
Like, yeah.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
So he had to somehow save face.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
And like, you can say a lot of crazy shit in this world, but I don't think you could accuse Chief Justice Robert of being a Obama, fucking rampant liberal.
Obama judge.
Like, it's not a... It's like he wasn't an Obama judge before Obama was an Obama,
right?
Like Obama, like it would fucking Chief Roberts was appointed, Obama was who?
Yeah,
exactly.
A state senator.
If
maybe.
He was even that.
If he was that.
Like it was just a community organizer.
Yeah. Did you hear about this law that they were trying to replace down there in Louisiana? Did you hear about it?
No.
So the law was that the women, it wasn't women, it was doctors, had to have access to a facility.
Yes, admitting rights,
yeah,
right?
They had admitted, they had to have admitting rights.
I did.
I guess in a 0.5%, there's a possibility that something can go wrong. It's a very small, small, tiny percentage of these where there's something can go wrong. And it's funny that we're on the one hand, we're so enamored with women's safety. We're saying, oh my gosh, we have to have this law in place.
Right.
Because we have to make sure that the women are safe during this horrible procedure. But it doesn't take into account what's going to happen if they take abortion away and how many women will be injured through like illegitimate abortions. You know, we're talking thousands, tens of thousands a year all across the world.
And that makes me curious what the complication rate for an abortion is. According to UCSF, in the most comprehensive look at safety of abortion, researchers at UC San Francisco have concluded that major complications are rare, occurring less than 0.25% of
the time. Oh, so it's even less than I said.
About the same frequency as a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
But we got to keep... And it's not like if like doctors didn't have admitting rights. It's not like you'd be like, well, now I got a problem. And they'd be like, well, now you can't go to a hospital.
Yeah.
You still go to the hospital.
It's not like they're going to turn you away.
You go to the emergency room like, well, did a doctor with admitting rights perform this abortion? Because if not, then the bleeding area is out front.
You got that asshole from CVS who won't give the day after pill being like, she can't come in here. She got an abortion.
It's just like, and we don't require this for other procedures that are done in offices, right? There are so many medical procedures that don't take place at a hospital. In fact, if you're having a procedure, most of the time they try to keep you out of a hospital because hospitals have a higher risk for infection and, you know,
there's
other
a lot
issues.
Going on there too. They're busy.
Right.
You know, they're busy places.
So like surgical centers are a norm. Yeah. Medical and surgical buildings are a norm.
Did you go to the hospital to get your vasectomy?
No.
No, I got mine in a clinic.
I got mine what looked like the regular doctor.
They cut my balls open.
Yeah.
They cut my balls open and then they fucking shocked them with the shocker or whatever they did.
I had a back alley vasectomy from the way that I recovered from it. So,
which is really, I just paid a dominatrix to kick me in the balls.
There was just a homeless guy with a
and then
fucking fired up coat
I thanked
hanger.
Her. I thanked her a lot. Yes, mistress. Yes, mistress.
God damn the tip for that vasectomy. I mean, who am I kidding? The tip ain't all that big.
She's standing on it with her 7-inch heel.
Oh, God.
No, I'm never having kids again.
All right.
Nope,
never
that's all.
Again.
That's it. No, that's all of it. I'm done.
That's broken. Yeah. It didn't even work that well to start with.
Yeah, but now it's leaky. So that's not.
No, like I got like these epidural cortisone shots in the space around my spine.
Yeah.
You just get those done at a surgical center. Like you show up and it like looks. It's not a hospital.
Right.
So you don't, like, there's tons of procedures. So this whole red herring that, like, oh, it's an abortion. Like the colonoscopy can be performed outside of a hospital setting. Lots of shit gets performed outside of hospital settings.
Yeah. But it's under the guise of, we're going to protect women.
Right.
But they're not. They're, like, if you were to take this away, you know, because that's what this is leading to. Like, don't misunderstand that this law is there to quote unquote protect women. It's there to take their rights away. That's what it's for. It's so that you could close down these centers that and people have to drive 400 miles to get an abortion.
Right. Because so many hospitals are Catholic hospitals and the doctors who perform abortions would not be granted admitting rights in those hospitals.
Yeah, right. That's another reason.
So that's the way, that's the tactic.
Yeah.
Is that in these rural communities where all the hospitals are Catholic and religious hospitals.
Yeah.
Those hospitals would discriminate against doctors performing abortions by not allowing them admitting rights. So you then would have huge geographies where nobody could provide an abortion. And it's another way to outlaw. Like you're saying, it's a back way to outlaw by reducing access. Sure.
The Catholics with both this and with the, you know, stopping rubbers from being in Africa to prevent AIDS.
That's monstrous.
I mean, those two things alone are just so monstrous where you're just like, you know, you fuckers just trying to get your way. You know, and then something like that comes out, like every state in the union is going to have a list of people that got diddled by them. You know, that you're just stacking shit upon shit upon shit.
It's an organization that if it didn't exist, the world would just be better.
I'll tell you what.
It's just true.
If it didn't exist and have the power that it does, this organization would not exist anymore because that one of those scandals would take it down.
Yeah,
but it has
true.
So much power that it just rolls over everything.
And it's a set of ideas.
Right. Right.
So what it's like, how do you defeat a set of ideas?
Right.
Ready to stick it in the glory hole? Get links to their Facebook, Twitter, and if you still use it, Google+ account at their website, dissonancepod.com. If you need to be all discreet about it, contact them by email at dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a ransom message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Want to hear Cognitive Dissonance commercial-free and gain access to exclusive content, including full patron-only shows? Head to patreon.com/dissonancepod and become a patron to support the show on a per-episode basis. Love commercials? Not ready to become a patron? Give the guys a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Or tell your buddies in the drunk tank about the show. We want to send a big, sloppy glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
Oh my God, this is so great.
That's a really clever headline.
It is. So yeah. This is from Right Wing Watch as well. The state of the Q-union.
Q-union. I love it.
So I wanted to talk about this because, Cecil, I want to read some of the outlandish justification. Like, so here's what's happening. Like, Q people watch the State of the Union, right? Yeah.
Did you watch the State of the Union?
I did not. Did you watch
it? I did watch it.
God, I was talking to a coworker about this. I was like, I asked her, I'm like, did you watch the State of the Union? She's like, I can't do it. I'm like, I couldn't do it either. I haven't missed one in years. And I was just like, oh God, I don't want to vomit tonight.
There was a certain point where, you know, they're doing all the, it's basically the Catholic Church where it's like, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. Everybody's cheering, whatever. There was a couple of really interesting things that happened. But one of the things that was appalling was the fact that he kept on bringing out, you know, a bunch of people who had been injured or killed, you know, families that have been killed by someone who's undocumented, right? Yeah. So there's an undocumented person who hurt somebody and then they'd have them in the audience and say, oh, this, you know, and at a certain point I'm thinking, you know, are you going to get all the way down to parking tickets? Are you going to work your way all the way down to the fact that we're going to be like, and this person parked illegally, you know, like, I mean, you know, I get that someone was injured, but you know how many fucking like regular citizens that were born here, natural citizens, do horrible shit to people. We don't put them up on a pedestal and be like, hey man, the only reason you're doing this is because you want to demonize a group of people. That's it. It's super transparent, man. You're not doing it because it's patriotic or it's good, or you're doing it because you want to demonize a group of people, and it's appalling. The other thing that I thought, the one things that I thought was really good was, there was a group of Democratic women who all dressed in white. They all came and they all basically sat in one section of the...
I saw pictures.
And it was wonderful.
It's awesome.
And at a certain point, Dave Rubin on Twitter posted a picture of them sitting down and he said... This was after they said they talked about late term abortion because of the New York thing that had just happened.
Yeah.
And so they talked about late term abortion. He said, this is what happens. They all sitting, he's showing a picture of them all sitting there. He's like, this was just after they mentioned that a baby can feel pain and can be murdered outside the womb or whatever. And they didn't stand up and cheer. And I was just like, yeah, they didn't fucking cheer for your obvious fucking straw man.
Yeah,
like your obvious straw man. That's not happening, right?
Right.
You're making the argument that something like that's happening, but it's not happening. Yep. You're just making it up as you go along. There's never, like that sort of thing doesn't happen. Did you hear him this week? Did you hear what he said at the rally this week?
No.
Trump said this week, he's like, they take the baby, they wrap it in a blanket, they talk to the mother, they talk to the father, and then they execute the baby. That's what he said.
What the?
That's what he said.
What?
And I did a tweet about this, but that's bullshit. At that point, the baby has to, like everybody else, go through the Obama death panels. You can't just execute the baby.
Why are you wrapping it in a blanket?
I know, right?
Like, why was that a waste of a blanket?
Why didn't you just hit it with a hockey stick or whatever? Like, I don't even know.
So wait a minute. We are from an abortion to delivery and then infanticide.
Yeah, it's delivery and infanticide now. That's what he said.
Do you think he thinks that's true?
I don't know. Everybody in that crowd, though, booed and hissed and screamed when he said
it. Yeah, because like if that were true, I'd be
but
like,
they're all fools.
Well, yeah, we shouldn't do that.
This never happened.
Right.
Like, what is this, Sparta?
Are we leaving it on a mountain? If it's tough, it'll raise itself and come back to claim one of its own.
Like, what? You let it go. And if you love a baby, you let it go.
And if it comes back, or if you pull it back while it's still attached to the umbilical cord, it was yours the whole time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do people buy that
shit? I couldn't believe he said it out loud.
But you know, like late term abortion is always the straw boogeyman
that
is raised in order to like get people upset. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I had this conversation with a guy that I work with. I was like, cause he brought that up.
Right.
He brought up the late term. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't happen.
Though. Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah. And I was like, no, it's, we look it up right now. And I looked it up right now. I was like, we look it up right now. You're arguing against something that is not occurring.
Yeah.
So like, if you don't, I was like, so if we're going to agree that that doesn't occur and we're looking at the screen and you can't deny it, I'm saying this to him. I'm saying these words. And he's like, okay, yeah, I got your point. And I was like, so then we have to throw that argument out, right? We can't use that anymore as a defense, right?
Yeah,
he's like, I see your point, but I still feel. And I was just like, I can't.
Waka, waka, waka.
It's Truman Show. Like I'm looking around. Yep. Like somebody else sees this, right?
Yeah.
And none of it matters.
Yeah.
That's the decision I've come to, is that none of it matters. And this Q thing is the perfect example because people have decided whatever's true.
Sure, sure.
And they'll back into their worldview.
Yeah.
Like however they got to back.
It doesn't matter.
Thing.
Yeah.
They'll ease their way back onto that thing.
Back it up.
So here's some of the
These are amazing.
Here's some of the conspiracy crazy bullshit that the Q people said. I want to read some of this. So before we start reading some of the crazy Q shit that got created during the State of the Union, I do, for anyone not familiar with Q, Right Wing Watch has the perfect summation.
This is amazing.
And this is like, I love this. It's so bitchy. To get information to the public about his secret plan, followers believe that Trump ordered someone with top access to classified government secrets to call themselves Q and post cryptic riddles on an anonymous image board in order to reveal details about the progress of the secret plan by dropping cryptic hints that need to be properly decoded. That is fucking the most perfect analysis of exactly what Q is. There's no way to write that better. Here's some of the stuff that Q people are saying. So here's something that was said. 17 sailors, tie tilted at 17 degrees, stopping human trafficking to cut off demo rats' supply of adrenochrome.
What?
So Trump mentioned the 17 sailors who died in the USS Cole bombing. And then I guess his tie was tilted.
It was only at the very beginning and he straightened it right away.
So they're saying that was 17 degrees.
His fat ass body was pushing his tie off to the side and he's waving to the crowd. He's like waving back and forth and his fucking big gross ass body and his tie is like hanging off sideways.
It got stuck under move. Oh, that's the thing.
God.
Trump's tie is tilted 17 degrees to his left. God. No coincidences. Mm. This is from State of the Q.
State of the Q. 3 stars. American flags.
One Q follower mistook the antique inkstand resting on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk to be glasses containing alcohol and then speculated whether it was possible symbolism. I love that they didn't even decide what the symbol, like, I don't know, is that a symbol?
Is everything a symbol?
A believer called himself Santa Claus of the United States.
Oh, Santa Claus of the United States.
Posted photos that seemed to be meant to convey that he had ridden in President Trump's motorcade on the way to the Capitol.
Yeah, Santa Claus came along, guys.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, so this one, I needed help with this one. It says, Q, exclamation point, UW, this is a bunch of gibberish. This is January 19th, 2018 equals
that number. I think that number there is what was posted when they first posted like QAnon or whatever. Like, I think that's what the post was numbered on 4chan. I think that's what they're doing.
Then it says, Okay. All right. So there's some reference to the first Q post. Then there's the date and then you add up all the numbers in the date. But not really all the numbers.
No, you don't add up because
what do you do to get 22?
Well, I think it's 1 + 9 + 2 = 13. Or no, pardon me, it's 12.
1 + 19. Though.
12. No, you just don't. It's 1 + 9 + 2.
Oh.
+1 + 8.
So you selectively decide which numbers you like.
Well, no, I mean it's 10, plus 11, it still wouldn't be. You're right. I don't know what. I don't know what you do.
Yeah, I can't. Somehow,
I don't know
you
how
take
that equals.
The date January 19th, 2018, and then you draw an equal sign, you say 22.
But it doesn't equal 22.
Like,
no matter how you cut it, I don't know how you do that. Because 1 plus 9 is 10.
Right.
Plus
2 is 12.
Plus 2 is 12. Plus 9 is 21. So that's not.
Right.
That's not 22. That's 21. So that, again, that's why I think this person's a troll. Unless you're saying that January 19th, 2018 somehow.
Oh, January, you take a 1.
Oh,
January's worth a 1.
Got it.
So, but it doesn't say, why would you just write the date with numbers if you're using the numbers in your crazy numerology?
All right, so 1 plus.
Oh,
yeah, but
God.
You're not taking 19. Instead, you're taking, you're saying 1-9. So
yeah,
it's
you're
10.
Saying 1-1-9.
Because
so
you get
11.
To choose. Because you get to choose which yeah. ones are.
Because that's how numerology
are in
works.
Sequence or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then some timestamp, which is 4508 equals 53. And 22 plus 53 is 75.
Oh, my fucking God. Are you kidding me?
And that's the same as the State of the Union.
Wait.
Timing is everything.
Oh, so the State of the Union took 75 minutes. So that's why it's.
Or is this the.
It's not the 75th one.
State of the Union.
It's certainly not the 75th one.
I have.
Because we celebrated our bicentennial when I was six.
So.
That's a lot of time.
Here are his hashtags.
Yeah.
His hashtags.
His hashtags. His hashtags are amazeballs.
So this gibberish numerology garbage, right? Hashtag QAnon. And then there's just Q with no hashtag for some reason.
It's just Q.
Then hashtag QAnon. Then hashtag SOTU. Then hashtag POTUS. Then hashtag WWG1WGA. I don't know what that is. That
I think that's a racing organization.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl?
That hashtag build the wall. That hashtag save the children.
Do you have to build the wall with fentanyl?
I guess so. That hashtag Godspeed. That hashtag genius. Yes. That hashtag Air Force. What a hashtag man of God.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
What is happening?
Hashtag fentanyl is the one that threw me up. I was like, we're hashtagging fentanyl?
Oh my God. Later he says, capital letters SOTU equals 75. Then another timestamp, Delta, hashtag Q post. Just, this is like this, the numerology that's involved. Do you play games when you drive with the numbers
on
the road?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So like, I play games with license plates all the time when I drive just to keep myself entertained while I'm behind the wheel.
Sure.
I have not discovered any great truths about the way the universe works because you can play with numbers on a fucking vehicle tag. This is crazy people shit. The Q people have lost their fucking fool minds.
Well, what's interesting about this is how they add things together. At one point, he adds up a sequence, Tom, that comes up to 31, and he's like, 13, think mirror 31. So 13 was important to them.
Right.
But they needed to flip it to 31 somehow.
So they just flipped it.
So they just arbitrarily flipped it.
Yeah.
Right?
Because if you're fucking crazy, everything's connected.
You all gallivant with your fancy foosball friends at school. The chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher. You reap the fruit of your selfish ways. You're gonna lose all your fancy foosball games, and you're gonna fail your big exam because school is
the devil. Everything is the devil to you, mama.
Oh, I love this. This is great. Rick Wiles. Hey, guys, it's a sports story, and I found the story.
Rick Wiles.
Tom Brady is sleeping with a witch.
All right, here we go. This is Rick Wiles from his crazy plexiglass tabled.
Can we
studio.
Get one of those?
I don't want one of those.
Like
I have a feeling like here's the thing. Like I like to air out the boys when I'm recording and there's a table here in the way.
Okay.
If we had that plexiglass table, then you'd see my tattoo and I don't want that. So.
And here I was worried about when we had Eli in studio.
You know he would pull his dick out of that table.
God,
you crazy. Know he would pull his dick out of that table. I'm surprised Rick Wiles doesn't have his dick out of that
I
table.
I would only wear the top half of my suit. You know?
He would walk out of the top half.
You'd be like, what?
All
what?
Right. All right. You guys got to see this. He has a totally clear table. It's hilarious. All right, so this is Rick.
It's obvious Tom Brady has no spiritual discernment at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious that he's spiritually lost. He's being led through life by a witch.
Is he just mad he didn't win squares or something? Like,
I don't
what?
Know.
Like,
I don't know. He's being
obvious that the quarterback of the team I don't like is an evil person.
But he's being like a witch? Like, what's with the witch?
Well, his wife is the witch, right?
Right, his wife is the witch. But yeah. Like, how is she a witch?
Well, because she's married to Tom Brady. You would think that he would lie. He's like, he's a fucking patriot.
Yeah.
That's your thing, right? That's like your whole thing. He's the fucking bald eagle version of football.
You would think that. And these are, and the crazy thing to me is, if you know Tom Brady, Tom Brady's a Trump supporter.
Like,
Yeah, Tom Brady loves Trump. Like, Tom Brady is absolutely a Trump supporter. So, like, in my mind, it doesn't make any sense for these people to attack Tom Brady because he's on their side.
But seriously, do you not think, like, it's at this point, like, Rick Wiles just like, look, I just, you know who else I don't like? Okay. I don't like Tom Brady.
Well,
because they keep winning the big game and I get mad about that.
Well, I think the reason why they do it is because it's something in the public eye and they want to show you how wicked the world is. And so they pick anything in the public eye. It doesn't matter what it is. And they show you how corrupt and how wicked this world is.
Yeah, right.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
So that they can be your salvation. So that you give money to True News because True News is bringing you the real news about how there is wickedness in this world. And so all these different things stack up for it. That's why Obama was so bad. You know, that's why currently, you know, they're not looking at Trump because Trump is, you know, quote unquote, their guy. Right. But, you know, they're looking at all like the Mueller investigation. That's an evil. You know, this other major cultural event just happened. That's an evil.
Do you think, too, that there's an element that like anytime somebody in the sports is a great example because it's so obvious. But anytime somebody excels, like just extraordinarily, It's off-putting for their whole vision of like, of how the world doesn't work this way, right? Like the way the world really works is that some people are just fucking awesome at stuff.
Yeah.
Like whether it's sports or whether it's, you know, being Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are better than you.
Yeah.
And that's how the world, we are not a democratic species. Sure. We're a species with incredible amount of variety in terms of our ability. And none of that really plays into the set of ideas and ideals that they like want to embody and that they want us all to embrace. And like, so I wonder if at a certain point, if like some people are just really excel, they're just super fucking good at whatever the thing is. It's like, it's scary. It's like, fuck, like they keep winning. It has to be fucking spiritual powers. It's not that I'm shit.
Sure.
And they're amazing, which is the truth of how the world works.
Right.
It's that like, well, fucking like, everybody's shit like me, and some people have demon wings or whatever.
And some people made some deal in order to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Some crossroads shit,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think that's part of it?
Yeah, and I also think that that Tom Brady can shred out a wicked solo on a football. Just a wicked solo.
He thinks it's cute. He thinks it's, pardon the pun, charming.
Charming.
Is he bewitched? Stupid. Pardon the pun. It's not a good one, Rick.
I wonder what fucking Tom Brady's wife looks like out of curiosity. Oh my God. Are you serious? This woman could do whatever she wants always. He finds her charming. Everything she does is charming.
Right.
People that look like that could fucking poop in front of you and you'd be like, that was weirdly cute. It's like
Cleveland Steamer time. All right. Just get the squeegee from the other room.
And and he thinks it works because he keeps winning.
Well, then it works.
Yeah.
That's how you know things work. When you're
that or he practices incessantly, has a coach that cheats. Like, you know, maybe it's one of those things.
But like how else would you like if he were like he thinks it works because he's winning. Well, like, no, I mean, like, he's doing the winning. Like, it's not like he's not getting the wins.
Yeah. I just don't think that a witch is real.
No, I don't. Yeah, so, I'm right there with you.
I think hard work is real. I think somebody who, you know, spends all that time throwing the old football is probably pretty good at throwing the old
football. Wouldn't it be amazing if the story was like, you know what's crazy? Tom Brady has never been to one practice.
Yeah, he never goes to a practice.
Even in high school.
His wife just rubs crystals on him before he goes in.
They've been dating since junior high. He didn't even try out for the high school football team.
He could throw a football over those mountains.
When they try to tackle him, they all just get electric shocked 3 meters away from him.
Does it work? That's a really interesting question, Doc.
Not really.
It's not an interesting. It's not one. No. It's not interesting. But two, in your worldview, yeah, it does. Like I can answer this question for you. Yes, in your worldview, where you think that there's witches and magical powers and satanic rituals, yes, that sort of thing absolutely does guarantee you wins. Yes, it does.
Because what else? Like, if the devil came to you and was like, "Here's the deal. You give me your soul."
Yeah.
And then if you succeed, you'll win.
Then you practice. You're like, well, here's what you're going to do.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have to practice real hard.
You have to eat right.
For a long time.
You cannot work a bad diet. And devil's, here's the thing. Devil's first rule.
Be very careful when you play because you can get injured. I wouldn't want that to happen to you.
Always stretch. Yeah. A good stretch. You don't want pulls up.
Yeah, definitely want to wear all the required paddings that you need. And just get a good night's sleep.
Get all your protein from Quiznos.
Get a good night's sleep. And then maybe.
And then you'll also be blessed with natural genetic talent.
And then
an inordinate amount. Yeah, inordinate amounts of genetic talent.
There's somebody who comes up to him who looks like the guy off Game of Thrones, the little guy off Game of Thrones. Like, you're never going to be a quarterback.
Yeah, right. Like, well, I worked really hard and I ate my Wheaties.
I don't care. Yeah, you're never going to be a quarterback.
Literally doesn't make any difference. Yeah. You're the football.
Yeah. Like, you can't do anything for you. You're just never going to be a quarterback. Look. Just like a blind person is never going to be a pilot. It's just not going to happen.
She said, look what he said. She said, I did my work.
Yes.
You did your work. You're lucky you married a witch.
She said, you're lucky you married a witch.
All right. Hey, I wouldn't care if she thought she was a witch.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't care if Tom Brady thought she was a witch. It won't make her a witch.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, no matter how many times you say
fucking
it.
Fucking masturbating with quartz does not make you a witch. Like,
you can say it as many times as you want in the dark in front of the mirror. Right. It's not going to make you a witch.
A good witch, though.
Aren't all witches good?
But he believes.
Right? Yeah.
He believes.
They all say they're good.
A soothsayer? He thinks she's a soothsayer?
What would be a soothsaying help? She would just be able to tell him whether he won or lost.
He knows
that's what a soothsayer is.
Don't they keep score? Yeah, like,
the fuck do you need a soothsayer?
How do we do? Let's go ask the witches.
Yeah, what you need is somebody who could be like, I can control all aspects of the game without actually you doing anything.
Right.
That's the kind of witch you need.
That would be an incredible, like, think about like how powerful a witch would be if they were able to be like, well, all right, here's how I was able to get this done for you. Either A, I changed in a certain sphere of the world the laws of physics to better suit your needs for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Or the other like 11 guys all have like stomach cramps for the next half a day.
Yeah.
What? He's like, how else are you doing this?
I want the stomach cramps though. Like, I want everybody to like run around and as they jump, they shit their pants. And they're just like, there's a guy running out there with a Tide stick trying to get it off the bed.
He trusts her, right?
It's his wife. Yeah. You know, here's the thing, dude. She's probably in his will.
And he sleeps with her. He's sleeping with a witch.
Well, who cares what he's doing with her?
You know how you sleep with a witch.
Frequently?
With your Halloweenie. Yeah, I was sleeping with my wife. She's a witch. She's got a big, giant black pussy. Big black pussy.
Shocking. There's deep spiritual ramifications for that. He's sleeping with a witch.
Right.
Never stick your dick in a witch. That's the whole thing.
And if you do,
it's a dick witch.
Put it as deep as you can right up her astrology. He's giving it to her right in the astrology.
His soul is defiled because he's having intimate relations with a witch.
Right.
She's a
witch. That's his wife.
What if it was like his best friend?
Yeah.
Like, what if he's just not fucking her?
Well, then I guess you could.
Right.
Like, yeah, like, what if he just high-fived and bro-hugged his friend?
Right. Like, what if the witch was like, I'm going to totally witch up some witchiness. And he's like, cool, but we're not fucking.
Yeah, look.
Well, then, we're married.
Is he not
you
defiled?
You let me win, but I'm never going to put my dick in you.
Right. That's it. We're just not.
We're not intimate.
It's not our thing.
I'm Tom Brady. I'm gay.
You're my beard witch.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Well, the Super Bowl continues to feature heavily.
Yeah, we missed a couple of weeks, so the Super Bowl was...
Was it a couple of weeks ago?
It was it was on the first weekend.
I did not know it was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I was at CVS and there was nobody at CVS.
Nobody there. And so you're like.
And so the woman behind the counter, I was buying batteries and the woman behind the counter was like, oh, I'm surprised you're out. And I was like, well, I needed batteries. I was confused by your comment. Yeah. And she's like, we're not watching the game. And I was like, oh, no. And I still didn't know what the game was. And so she's like, you're not watching the game. And I was like, no, I'm not, you know, sports aren't my thing. She's like, not even for the Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, I should have gone to IKEA.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, that's I made the wrong run.
Yeah.
So I sent, like, one of my managers at work doesn't, like, he's baffled that I don't do sports at all. Yeah, yeah. And so I knew this would be a big thing for him. So I sent him a message and I'm like, hey, I heard today was the Superb Bowl. I hope the team.
I heard today was the Superb Owl. Thank you very much.
I was like, I hope the team you favor accumulates more points than the team you are less enamored of. And he just writes back, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I was like, all
fuck
right.
You. All right. So this is Corey Daniel. He's going to be talking about the halftime show, which was Maroon 5, by the way.
Are they still alive?
And a...
Or were they summoned by witches?
I literally had no idea who they were when they came out. I was like, who is this? I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. And then there was a rapper who came out and I was like, oh, this is bad too. I was like, it was genuinely like... It's so funny too, because earlier in the week, someone had posted in sort of working their way up to it, two Michael Jackson videos. One of them was the first time he did the moonwalk when he did Billie Jean at like the Grammys or something, right? And it's fucking amazing. Yeah. Michael Jackson does this amazing routine and then out of nowhere does the moonwalk and you're just like, whoa, like it's just crazy, right? And then they posted Michael Jackson's Super Bowl when he did the Super Bowl when he did the halftime show and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, like
it's
the fucking crazy good show.
I mean, like I don't even really like Michael Jackson's music, but it's just top to bottom amazing, right? And I've seen a couple of these where there's been people that have done some things that you're just like, wow, that's impressive. These guys came out, I'm like, holy shit, I need to do something else. Like I just left a room. I was like, I don't ever want to hear these people sing a song. I don't want to see this. It's the worst. It was the worst.
I genuinely thought Maroon 5 was like,
I don't even know what songs they sing. Like they came out and they started singing. I'm like, I've literally never heard any of
these. One of those like fucking garbage bands that you forgot about, like Blues Traveler or Hootie and the Blowfish. Nobody you know has ever said these words.
Yeah.
I'm so psyched to go to the Maroon 5 concert. And do you know why? Because you would kill that person.
It's like being excited for the 311 album. Yeah, man, it was so bad though. So this guy's going to talk about that particular halftime show.
There was a lot of symbolism there. It was very low key though. I mean, it
says the guy with a fucking giant, like celestial sun behind
him.
He's
got like a blown up tarot card behind him.
Well, let me tell you something about symbolism. Yeah. Said the man whose backdrop is a literal symbol.
It was more of an advanced spell. For starters, it wasn't over the top at first. It was foundational, if I can use that word. I know I use it a lot, but it was truly foundational, higher magic going on.
Well, it has
Wait
to,
a minute, is it advanced, foundational, or higher magic?
Well,
like, these things don't seem like they coordinate.
In order to have a very high spell, you have to have a good foundation.
Okay.
The higher you go with the spell,
that makes sense.
The better the foundation.
Sink that spell into the
bedrock.
Got
to be in the bedrock.
Really get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You got to pile drive now, that shit down there.
Now it makes sense.
Pile drive it like they do here in the city. Here in Chicago, like if you ever have like a high rise built near you, they have to pile drive down so deep because the ground is
shitty. Bedrock is
the ground is the ground is garbage around here. So they have to pile drive down. And so like, you'll be at home and you'll think a T-Rex is in the hall. It's just like boom, 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 boom. You're looking at your water shaking and you're like, oh God, I got to get in this weird car and drive away from a T-Rex now.
You had the halftime show opens up with a spinning Pepsi logo. And if you research the spinning Pepsi logo, you'll find that it contains higher Pythagorean mathematics. That it was...
What the fuck? A spinning Pepsi logo contains higher Pythagorean mathematics. None of... No. Just... Hi, what, oh, is that Pythagorean mathematics or is that higher Pythagorean mathematics?
Doesn't even make any sense.
None of those are words that, like, you could put next to each other.
Like, the only thing I know Pythagoras did was the Pythagorean theorem, which has to do with right triangles.
Yeah, right.
Like, does it have to do anything with globes?
It doesn't have anything to do with spinning Pepsi logos.
The Pepsi logo is a circle. Like, there's no triangle there unless you're like, I made this circle out of triangles, then I guess. Maybe, but, you know.
Is there a special branch of mathematics which is purely Pythagorean mathematics?
Someone, like, is going to email us.
I know. I want to know that. Like, there's Euclidean geometry. Yeah, right. Is there Pythagorean?
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe, is there higher?
Maybe we're idiots. Maybe we don't know, right? We don't know.
I would like someone to tell me, if they are familiar with this, how the fucking Pepsi logo
is a higher Pythagorean theorem or whatever he just said.
And it would be like, even if it were, it's like, well, there's advanced math. Yeah, I guess if you apply mathematical principles to geometric shapes,
then there is.
That's always the case.
It's like junior level.
Because you can use math to explain the world.
Like 16, you learn how to do that. But yeah.
Why is that magic?
It's design. They call it the Pepsi, what do they call it?
Pepsi it's the Pepsi chalice of blood. That's what it is. Yeah.
But I said yesterday, the
what?
The Pepsi globe is what they call it.
Oh, the Pepsi globe.
It contains mathematics and mathematics swirling. It's magic. It's sorcery, right?
Wait, is math magic now?
Hold the, if I write an equation, it's probably not magical, but if I put it on a lazy Susan, oh my God.
You put it on a record player, you're like 33, 45, 33, 45, 33, 45.
Oh my God. He's on a tilt-a-whirl. Swirling mathematics.
You get that asshole spinning plates. He's got them on sticks all around.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Swirling.
Get the fuck out of here. What an idiot.
Right. And then it goes to the big M on stage. The big M. And the M, of course, is for Masons.
The M is for Maroon 5.
The M is for any word that starts with M. There's thousands of them.
So many of them. It's for Morlock or Mom, Mutton,
Masturbation, which is all this is.
It's for Moloch. The M is a 3 put sideways because it was a stylized, tribalized M.
It's a sigma.
It's not really a 3 put sideways.
Atlanta, the Super Bowl took place on the 3rd, right? Okay. Outside are 3 pyramids.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Well, if you look for threes of things,
if you just pick threes out, then it's important.
Yeah. If you look for twos of things,
right,
you'll find that with lots of couples that, you know, for example, just what if you look for ones of things? You'll find, oh my God,
it's like everywhere.
Ones everywhere. There's one.
Where are we at here? In the beginning, it opened up with 3 meteors coming down. Boom, boom, boom. So it's 3. The M itself has 3 peaks on it. So
an M has 2 peaks. I want to crush your dreams here, but an M has 3. Doesn't.
That's a W, you stupid fuck.
Doesn't have 3 peaks. He's looking for a mountain. He's like, no, which one is it? It's like the one that looks like an M. Oh, the one with 3 peaks, and they just slap him. No, asshole. The one with 2 peaks,
oh,
like an M. You fuck.
Oh, a woman's got 3 boobs, you know. I watched Total Recall a lot.
I watched it a lot.
3 was being highlighted, and 3, of course, was the Blue Lodge of Masonry. The fellow craft mason and the master mason. So right off the bat, I'm seeing a lot of 3s there.
And even some 2s I counted up, though, rounded.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Who would give a fuck?
Oh my God.
I love this.
I love that these guys are earnestly like head down, like wondering what kind of symbolism they can drag out.
But then I saw as the crowd, the kids, and they were kids, rushed the field. You know, they usher them in there. They pick who's going to be in there. They were between the...
Yeah, those are all actors. That's who rushes in.
Two M's, right? It went like that. And they were between the two M's.
Two M's, now there's six peaks. Six. So wait. Or four.
Four to six peaks.
But then we turned them upside down and they were W's. And those did have three. And it was like a whole thing.
Put up like fire. And it burned. And the whole stage...
That's what fire does.
That's fire's whole thing.
That kind of is. Doesn't really have a use other than that.
It's a defining feature.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Burned. And the whole stage was doused in red. It was this blood red color the whole time.
Are you sure it wasn't maroon? I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's a couple things you're pointing out. You're like, there's an M. There's a red color. I don't know, maybe the symbolism was they like their band name.
Can you imagine, Cecil, the shit he would shit if they got like Guar to play the halftime show?
I would kill them. That would be the best thing ever. Could you imagine? The Guar guy just drinks blood and just spits it on the audience.
He's just jerking off this huge cock.
Oh, God. That would be the fucking greatest thing ever.
His mind. He would just.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't it be great if they did it? And he was like, too overt.
Yeah. I don't believe these guys. These guys are fakers.
Hey, a little on the nose. Okay. A little on the nose.
I need to get Gigi Allen out to do that. Do you remember that guy? Gigi Allen. Oh, he's the best. Gigi Allen was the dude. He would shit on stage and throw it at the audience.
What?
I wish I was kidding.
Oh my God!
That show. You look at your buddy. You're like, Jesus.
I caught a poo.
This show stinks.
It sounds like shit.
Oh God. Oh Jesus. Yeah, this guy's fucking head would explode.
Time. And then there's a shot on TV where the kids' hands are going back and forth while he's singing, and they're blood red in color because they had the blood red lights coming up on those hands out of the blackness. And I'm thinking, huh, this is obviously, we don't have time, Super Bowl are all rituals, but I see an altar.
Well, okay, so what the fuck were they trying to do then? Yeah. Like, if it's a ritual, because it certainly didn't save the game from being boring, right? Like, what the fuck were they wishing on? Like, what the fuck could you possibly be doing?
Well, I mean, obviously more wishes, first of all. Dumb question.
What on earth could they possibly be doing with that ritual? I mean, I guess that in their mind, they would be like, oh, well, they're trying to influence people. But like me, as soon as they started singing, I was looking at my phone and then I was like, oh, I could get a bowl of cereal. And then like I left, I just like the guy was singing and I come back and he's all tatted up and he's got his shirt off. And I was like, Jesus, this guy isn't done yet. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. Yeah. There's a lot of people who heard this guy sing. And I was like, Jesus, this is not good. And they did something else. They went to the bathroom. Like, why do a ritual? If you're trying to influence people's minds, why do it when it's the best time for them to fill up their nachos, right? Like, it's the best time for me to go and get a dipping sauce for my buffalo tenders or whatever.
Right.
Do it. And, you know, why do a ritual then?
Well, I guess I have literally no idea. Would be my answer. They do a ritual and then, all right, let's say it was successful. Well, shouldn't I have seen some change? So nothing has changed that I didn't know any of these things were happening.
Right, right. Yeah.
That's how so much nothing has changed.
Yeah. I don't get what these, and this is something, again, this is again, calling back to what we were just talking about with the other story where they're talking about the Super Bowl. These big cultural events happen and they want to convince you that they're evil. But like,
there was no effect, right? There's nothing affected by it. What's the effect of this giant bloody ritual that he's talking about? What's the effect? Is it desensitizing a group of people? Because in order for them to be desensitized, they would have to recognize all this symbolism that you poured into it, which nobody else recognized. Everybody else is just like,
We're all like hypnotized and don't know it. Like maybe we're going to be activated like the Manchurian Candidate or some shit.
God, I hope not, because then I'd have to hear a Maroon 5 song again. Of course, we want to thank all our patrons who make Glory Hole Studio possible, but we want to thank our most recent patrons. Justin, William Evan, Roe, Karen, Michael, Ramiro, James Word, Chris, Steve, Tyler, and drawdown.org, a comprehensive plan to solve climate change.
That is a subtle way to get your agenda onto our show.
I'll tell you what.
And if anyone else wants to become a patron and get their agenda on our show, you're welcome. Yeah. For a dollar an episode, we'll say your name no matter what it is.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
I don't care if you want to use it to insult your ex. I don't give a fuck. Give me a dollar.
But thank you guys. Thanks so much for donating. We really do appreciate it. We did get a message from Xenia, and Xenia is someone who is in the army, and we helped them through a very difficult time while they were doing military service. And we just want to say we were happy to be here for you, even if you know we weren't there in person. We're happy that we were able to be something that you leaned on. I'm thrilled that anything we did helped you.
Oh, I love this.
This is awesome. Adam sent a message. We were talking about. This was a while ago. We were talking about riding in a C-130 and maybe what would you fill it with?
Right.
And Adam says that it wasn't a C-130. They were in the biggest Air Force plane, which is a C-5 Galaxy. And they were playing. It turns out that they just had just a few people in there and they wound up getting a football. And they said they played the greatest game of football ever until their friend dropped their foot down in between the rollers and the push equipment. And it snapped their ankle and it was the grossest thing they had seen. It was pretty horrible shit, but still a great game.
That's my favorite part of that email.
Still a great game.
One of your buddies snaps his ankle in such a grotesque fashion that your entire military service pales in comparison to the horror of that. And you're still like, that was an awesome game of football. It was fucking killer though.
It was great. We got a message from Jason, and Jason sent in an image of Mitch McConnell. And I got to say, it's a great likeness. So check it out on this week's show notes. This is episode 457. Tom, this is a message from Jim about life begins at conception.
He says, I was thinking about the whole life begins at conception red herring that the religious right loves to throw around, pointing to the fact that a fertilized egg is technically a living cell, as if that means anything. But here's the thing. Sperm and ova are not dead. They don't magically spring to life at conception. They're one step in a chain of ongoing metabolism that stretches back billions of years. I think it's a deliberate conflation of the biological meaning of the word life and the colloquial one. Life as in having a life. The issue isn't life. The issue is consciousness.
Yes, absolutely.
I totally agree. And we've talked about this before. Yeah. Consciousness for me is a game changer around how we think about whether something is or is not alive.
Yeah, yeah. We got a message. This one's from Mary, and Mary wanted. We were talking about antibiotics on one of the shows in recent memory, and Mary had said this was an email from a while ago. Mary had said that they were a plant pathologist, and I guess in agriculture we spread antibiotics over oranges and pears and fruits and plants all the time. We do that all the time.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
Next time I get strep, I'm just going to eat like 70 pears.
Yeah, just don't wash them.
Why would you wash your fruit?
That's disgusting.
That's why it tastes like migrant hands, you know?
No, it doesn't. It tastes like the dude who stacked it scratched his ass before he did it.
Before he stacked it all at the grocery store. Yeah. Right.
So we got a message from Christian, and Christian was wondering there were any examples of dystopian worlds we wish we lived in. Did you think any yet?
I have no idea which dystopian world I wish we lived in. We live in so many already, like simultaneously. I know. Like it is funny because like I've read a ton of dystopian literature. I love dystopian literature. And I look at the world we're in now and I'm like, so much of it is partially happening. It's weird.
Yeah.
It is a weird place. It is a weird place to think about like what we were prescient about worrying about? And like, then also like the crazy misses that we have. I think it's a great question.
Yeah, it is a really interesting question.
You had an interesting answer.
Yeah, I thought when I thought of it, because, and I don't know if this would be dystopian, although it sounds like that movie does seem dystopian to me.
I think this is very dystopian.
Yeah, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I'd love to live in a world where that's a real thing. And I know that they were experimenting with some things similar to this, trying to get trauma out of people's heads. But I think, you know, living in a world where you can cut somebody completely out of your brain forever and just be like, yeah, I don't remember anything that we did. I don't remember anything that any time we ever talked. And also, I think the benefits for cutting trauma out of your head is just, I mean, that'd be kind of amazing, actually. You know, especially if it's crippling for somebody, like really crippling trauma, you know, to get that, you know, think PTSD might be a thing of the past.
I think it'd be great to operate one of those and just like erase the wrong people or just parts. Just fuck with just fuck. You know? Just so like they don't know their kids anymore. Just so.
Yeah. Do you know, speaking of dystopias, I read this week, one of the things that we're worried about, you know, we're worried about a lot of different things when it comes to climate change and other stuff. I saw a study this week or something. I was in The Guardian about like how we're running out of insects. Like insects are starting to die at like a really
massive
alarming rate.
Yeah. I read something about that not too long ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're running out of bugs, man. Yeah.
Which is bad, like really, really bad for us.
Yeah,
like biomass-wise, it's...
We seem to still have plenty of mosquitoes. You know what we're going to end up with? Here's what's going to happen. We're going to end up with an overwhelming amount of ticks and mosquitoes.
And fleas and lice and crabs.
Like all the horrible, like we're like, it's just going to be like all the shit you don't hate. Like, oh, look, it's a butterfly. All dead.
Yeah.
All dead forever.
Gone.
And they're all going to be replaced with super mosquitoes. No. Yeah. Right. Anything was like, oh, that's cool. Instead, it's going to be like a spider that like carries AIDS. It's going to be a fucking jumping AIDS spider. That's what we're going to
get. They have those in Australia. We got a message from Elvis. Elvis sent us an all purpose bumper. So let's listen to it.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
That's good.
That's fair, actually. That's thank you, Elvis.
It's pretty bad.
We got an image, and this one is from Secular Southerner, and it's a Trump image. We're going to put it on this week's show notes. It's hilarious. It's a movie poster. Check it out. It's on episode 457. We got an image from Aaron, and it's of Mitch McConnell, and it is absolutely perfect. Again, check it out. This week's show notes. It's such a good image. You know, here's an interesting message from Matt. Matt says that one of the reasons why Democrats are so they don't push back against this, you know, the shitty crime system we have is because Dukakis was viewed as weak on crime, releasing Willie Horton, and he went on to commit some horrible crimes. And ever since then, he says that Democrats have been scared shitless of that. They don't want to look like they're weak on crime because it can come back to bite you.
Well, being tough on crime is a big part of Bill Clinton's. Platform.
The reason why. One of the reasons why.
Right.
Here's an interesting thought. This is from Chris. He says 28% of the states will not let you overturn a conviction with new evidence if you pled guilty and didn't go to trial. Iowa just changed this last year.
Yeah, because like that's part of that like overwhelming reliance on confession. Because what's a plea? It's a confession, right? If I plead guilty.
Right. Yeah. It's just a confession. So oh, it's terrible.
Insane.
We got a message from Nina, and Nina has been listening since she was 15. Nina is now 23. 8 years Nina's been listening.
I don't feel old. You feel old.
Wow. Thanks for listening, though. Both citation needed and cognitive dissonance. It's great to have you, Nina. Thank you so much. We got a message. This one's from Ben. And Ben just wanted us to know that the thing you mentioned last time, that the national database exists, and there is a severe backlog when it comes to rape kits.
Yeah, so I guess, and I do know that CODIS is a thing, but I guess what I mean to say is, if we're doing it, we're doing a shit job.
Right.
There is still a tremendous amount of DNA evidence that remains untested, not just in rape kits, but just across
just
the
in
board.
General, yeah.
And, you know, I have watched and listened to a number of documentaries where they have to petition the state, the defense has to petition the state for permission to have evidence tested. If we give a shit, and I don't know that we do, but if we give a shit, somebody should, like, we should allocate funds and we should do this work.
Just test it.
We should,
test it.
This is on people that are convicted already, all of it. Just
doesn't matter.
If you got it, let's test it.
Yeah.
End of story.
We got a message from Tom, and Tom let us know that the Alford plea is what got the West Memphis 3 out of jail. And I didn't, that's something I
didn't know.
I didn't know that. So Oh, this is from Vicky. And Vicky said, came across this article. It's from October 2018. We spend more money in many states per inmate than we do per student. That doesn't seem surprising to
that
me.
That doesn't
seem.
And we get, I would argue, like in many cases, we get a better result from the inmate than the students. You know? If I'm spending that kind of money, you should keep my fucking kids.
Yeah, no, like they should be, you know, like, yeah, like let's make them boarders.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Every school is a boarding school.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting ripped off.
We
God
need
damn
a
it.
Border wall. That's what we need.
My kids already go to school shivs, so they're prepped. They're ready to go.
It's a prep school. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Remember, if you want to join us for our live stream next Thursday night, we will be doing a live stream, and next Sunday around the afternoon sometime, keep your eyes peeled for the social posts we post on both Twitter and Facebook about this. We're hoping that we'll let you know exactly when that's going to be, but we're excited to show you guys the brand new Glory Hole Studios. So check it out Thursday and Sunday. But that's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.